JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
It was always going to happen, wasn't it? When do you reckon the bubble's bursting?
Yeah, well, we're seeing plenty of headlines, aren't we, and opinion pieces about whether or not we're in a share market bubble. And when you talk about a share market bubble, you also get the obviously related commentary about the pending crash. Look, Mike, there's no doubt that the rally in the share markets we've seen since the lows last March have far exceeded our expectations and seemingly on the surface at odds with what we call the fundamentals. I mean, we've had technical recessions in many economies, haven't we, and yet the share market's going very well. So we ask the question, are we in a bubble? If I look at the price action, Mike, prior to previous crashes, you get mixed messages. And a couple of examples, if I look at the NASDAQ index, which is tech stocks, and think about, say, this is in scary territory, well, it's up 76% in the last 2 years. If I go back to the last sort of big tech crash in the year 2000, in the 2 years prior to that, the increase was double what we've seen in the last 2 years. It was up over 150%. And if I look at the S&P 500 rise versus the big bubble in the late 90s, it's sort of a similar theme there. So yes, if we are in a bubble, we've seen bigger bubbles in the past, if you're thinking about when are they going to burst, when are we going to see the crash. We also have to consider the context and the current relativity of share market valuation numbers, which in the case of the S&P 500 are throwing up some really extended numbers. I mean, if I look at the valuation of prices to sales and to earnings, they're pretty high. But if I compare it to interest rates, it's a different story. And it's always dangerous, Mike, to say this time it's different. You know, that's the sort of classic truism, isn't it? But we do have to acknowledge the role that these very low interest rates are having on the movement of cash into other assets. We have what we call at work the TINA principle. There is no alternative to what to do with your money, so it's going into other assets. Look, there are areas of real concern, and particularly what we call sort of growth stocks, where investors bet on future growth, things like Tesla, for example, where, you know, the price is sort of kind of really difficult to justify. And certainly there's too much speculative hype around some of the recent IPOs. I think Airbnb, where companies are trading at multiples of their revenues, not at their profits, because they don't make any profit. So those are a concern. But markets can stay overvalued for long periods of time, Mike. And you have to acknowledge that markets are made up of many different companies and sectors and types of stocks. And certainly markets outside of the US, a number of markets haven't enjoyed the same degree of upward movement. So think about the UK market or the energy market. So look, Mike, I suppose I'm wary of the catalyst for a sell-off, things like, a sell-off in the Tesla share price. And at some stage, central banks will normalize interest rates. That will hit sentiment. But I think it's very important now to look at what you're invested in at a very specific level, not I'm just invested in the market, the market's going to crash, because I don't think it'll be an even crash when it happens.
Very wise advice. Tesla comes in tomorrow, of course. How are we going? What do you reckon, given Northland and the borders are going to be closed for the year, et cetera?
Yeah, we sold off yesterday, and people start talking about coronavirus concerns. I spoke about activity in different parts of the world yesterday. In our little corner of the world, we've been able to return to some degree of normality, haven't we? So the Northland case is another reality check that the coronavirus hasn't gone away. But be mindful of the context again. The sell-off was only around 0.5%. The government yesterday did confirm what I've been saying would be the case for quite some time. There's no open borders this year. No one's travelling anywhere, are they? So that was a bit of a blow to travel-related companies yesterday. Think about those companies that were hoping that we are going to see open borders. Think Auckland Airport, Tourism Holdings. But on the other hand, Mike, no travel? Well, that's more opportunity again for people to do something with their travel budget.
You know,
they could
car.
Save it. Buy another car, or go to Bunnings, or go to Mitre 10, or go to the garden centre, buy another Smeg appliance, or do some more home renovations. So, or buy a car if you can get them. So sort of when one door closes, other doors open.
This is the truth. What are the numbers?
Yeah. Dow Jones down 7 points, so barely changed, 30,952. And the S&P 500 down 3 points, 3852 as we look at it, and the NASDAQ up 3 points. So not much happening in the US, 13,639 there. The FTSE 100 up 15, 6654. The FTSE 100, the Nikkei, 28546, which was down 276. Shanghai Composite down 54, 3569. The Aussies had a holiday, they didn't, so we're looking at Monday's close, 6824. The NZX 50, as I said, down 75 points, 13,323. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7233 US, 0.9345 Aussie, 0.5951 Euro, £0.5268, 74.98 yen. Gold down a little bit, $1,853.15, and Brent crude stable, $55.76.
You're a winner. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.